Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For the next several weeks leading up to the release of Marvel's Avengers Endgame, we will be going through the remainder of our Ultimate MCU bracket. So buckle up, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to ship shit.
Day Shipping, the show where we geek out about real love and fake relationships.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Colin.
I'm Patrick.
I'm Callie.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
It is time for round two, region one. Okay, we didn't talk about this off mic. Should we go in the same order that we went before?
Are you or just you not wanting to experience Tony Loki again? Is this why?
Let's do it.
We don't want to build up to Tony Loki. Give Loki a little more time.
Yeah.
The first ship war is between
ship war
is between Steve Rogers and Natasha versus Vision and Wanda. Which ship reigns supreme?
Now, if I recall correctly, Colin came in pretty hot for Vision Wanda.
Yeah, I like it. It made me feel feels. I was in that theater. I was feeling them. I was like, I want to walk through the streets of Edinburgh at night with a fucking sexy witch and or sexy robot man. Either one of those would be fine with me. I don't know. It got to me. It stuck to my ribs a little.
I think the thing that, like, in the context of the MCU, I feel like they... And shoot me down if this isn't right, but I feel like they're not an adventuring couple, right? They're like a back at home, back at the base, hanging out couple.
They're kind of, it's kind of sadder than that because they have been together only since Civil War. So they've been on opposite sides of a war this whole time. They only see each other in stolen moments in the MCU. They've never been able to adventure together or stay home together.
Sure.
Well, so that's why they ran away to Scotland together.
Well, they didn't run away. They met. This was just an assignation. He says stay, and he wants her to stay, but, like, it's not, there's nothing settled about them. Like, she is traveling the world with Cap trying to do stuff, and he's working for the man.
Right.
And then they sneak away to be together. So I don't know what their normal is, because they don't have a normal. And then he gets his little jewel killed.
He does get his jewel killed.
I know, it's very sad, guys.
It is sad.
I saw a pile of, this is a bit of a tangent, but I saw a pile of French fries on the sidewalk. That had clearly, like, been left in the sun for a while, and they looked just like Vision after after his jewel was destroyed. They were like all gray and just like, it was weird.
Did you take a picture for
no,
the
but I walked by and I was like, they're Vision fries.
Colin's like, oh, I ship it.
Oh my God.
I still go back to, and I know I talked about it last time, when he prints out the directions.
Right. And that
for
is cute.
The recipe,
it's cute. It is cute.
And then uses that to make the thing for her. That is probably one of the cutest canon romance moments in the MCU for me. Because like I like a lot of stuff in, like, you know, After Dark. But in the shows, in the movies, that's a very sweet, cute moment.
Now, remind me, is he doing that while he's like trying to keep her under house arrest? Like, is it a little bit a trick?
It's not
like
a
Beauty and the Beast.
I don't.
He's a little bit Beauty and the Beasting her.
He's beasting her.
Well, yes, because he's like, I'm programmed to keep the humanoid inside the house.
Okay.
He was trying to do.
He's trying to work within his parameters
nicely.
Yeah. But I don't think he does. I don't think he makes her dinner. I think he's, yes, he is also holding her captive.
Right.
But
because that was the reveal when she was like, oh, I'll go to the store.
Yeah,
he's like,
no.
Nah. Mm-hmm. Nah, like, nah, girl.
But I think he makes it, I think he's sweet on her separate from that. I don't think that he is expecting her to do what he says because he's captured her.
No, yeah.
He was very hurt by it. And he wanted to, like, that's the thing. He's like fucking he's this fucking robot man. He wants to follow the rules, but his human heart is driving him towards love. You guys, how sweet. How sweet
is
that?
Sweet. I do agree with Ryan. You brought this up last time that when he is not super robotronic, he's a little old for her.
By many years. And then, like, when you were saying, like,
he's like a
walking through Edinburgh, I was like, yeah, it would be appropriate for me because I'm age appropriate for both of those people.
Yeah.
You bridge
the gap.
The median age.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, if you take me out of the equation, it gets weird.
Yeah.
Well, how old is Scarlet Witch in the MCU? She's like, I mean, early 20s or something?
Yeah, but Elizabeth Olsen is pretty young, I
Well,
think.
And if we take that logic, how old is Vision? Two?
Open up the floor to every vampire you've ever shipped because that's an age difference thing.
Well, it's, but again, I think it's because of the actor. When he was Vision, it didn't squick me or catch me at all. Mm-hmm. It's honestly when you see Paul Bettany's face kissing.
Okay, so she's 30.
No way.
Sure,
she
why
looks,
not?
Does the article that you're reading also say what Koreans skin treatment she uses? Because I will do all the steps. I don't care how many there are.
She looks so good.
It's
she
is old amazing. School She's stem cells 30? Just rubbed under the eyes.
I mean, yeah, she has like umbilical cords rubbed all over her face.
I wonder if she does the thing
two
where she
umbilical
gets
umbilical cords. She cups them over her eyes like cucumbers, like, and then just fucking. Yeah. Oh yeah.
I think
Wait,
I
how old
do
is Paul Bettany though?
I'm looking it
He's
up.
He's probably 40. My guess is like 46.
I think 50.
What? You think he's 50?
I don't think he's.
He's been around for a long time. He was in Knight's Tale, and I don't think he was 22 in Knight's Tale.
He was born in 71.
Oh my God, he's 47.
All right. Yeah. So he's in his late
47
40s.
To 30. I mean, it's not
You're
my
right.
cup
She's,
of tea, but it's not unheard
She's
of.
She's significantly older than I thought she was. I thought she was like 24.
He looks good for how old he is.
Yeah.
He's a very
Are
handsome
he and Jennifer
man.
Connelly still together? Is that in your notes? Because they are a very handsome couple.
Kelly is just consulting her notebook of personal notes about Paul Bettany.
Okay, but the other side of this
is
Steve Rogers and Natasha.
Who are going to go on rad adventures together forever.
Yes, but I don't know that he could ever really accept her for how she is. Mm-hmm. I think
they're still together.
Great. That makes
Him
me
and
happy.
Jennifer Connelly?
Yeah.
Nice. Awesome. I hope that they wear cute outfits to the Endgame premiere. We'll get to look at them. Probably the London one will be better because London outfits for some reason are always better.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Steve won't let himself be happy with someone as messed up as Natasha.
Right. And I, like, we sort of discussed last time around the sort of like Steve as her, or the way I enjoyed that ship is Steve as her side piece to distract her from the fact that Bruce is up in space.
I think it's, but I, yes, if that's been happening, I like it.
Oh, I do too.
I like that too. Like,
but a big green man is going to crash to the earth, and she's going to kick him to the curb at some point.
Well,
in my
honestly, thinking. What he comes to earth, then she sees him, and they kind of all just stare at each other meaningfully, and then move on and worry about the world.
Well, and that's the thing too, right? Is like we know that Steve would like if the green man comes back, Steve's going to bow out. Like he's going to do right by his friend. And his woman.
I think that's what it is too. Is I think their friendship is so cool.
Their friendship is cool,
and I like that she doesn't, you know, soft shoe around him. That she's like tells him is honest with him. Like I really like their friendship. So them getting to being super romantic.
So that devalues this ship.
I think for me a little bit because it's kind of nice that like. You know, even when they kiss in mission, it's not like then they stare at each other. I mean, how many times have we seen two people kiss during a mission and then it's loaded silences and like, do you want to talk about it? No.
Or even better, like bullets are coming through the window and one of them dives on top of the other and then they land on the ground with their face like an inch
so
away
close.
From each other.
Oh, like they're breathing each other's breath.
Yeah. I bet that shit happens on Whiskey Cavalier all the time.
Oh my God, I
bet
can't
it
wait
does.
For
I
Whiskey
bet it
Cavalier.
Does. I bet it does.
That
I bet you can't.
Above the 101 is really getting to me.
It's breaking you down. Like, it's a war of attrition.
Like every night, it's like right when the traffic hits before sunset. So I'm like, I gotta stare at the Whiskey Cavalier billboard for a while.
They're advertising that thing so aggressively.
It is really aggressive. And I feel like everybody I know is getting hard. Like
just hard? Everyone's just getting hard about it?
Everyone's getting hard about it.
Well, in that sense, it reminds me of Quantico. Remember how hard we all were for Quantico?
Were we all hard for Quantico?
The sexiest FBI agents.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they were very sexy.
It reminds me of Undercovers, which was also ridiculously good-looking people. And Ben Schwartz, who is also good-looking, but this is like...
It's an unconventional.
Yeah, no. I mean, he's my fave, but like the two leads in that were like insanely good-looking. Mm-hmm.
Guys, we gotta come to a decision on this
one. Okay, we gotta vote. Vision, Wanda, or Steve and Natasha?
I like them both.
Well, great.
Decide. Okay.
I think I have a vote.
Okay.
I have a vote as well.
I think I vote Steve and Natasha.
I also vote Steve and Natasha.
I'm gonna vote for my boy and my girl, Vision, Wanda.
Ryan is clutching her forehead.
She's real. Upset to have to cast this.
Yeah, I think I got to go for the one that I ship romantically over friendship, so I got to say Vision Wanda. I don't know what we do now. Last time we beat each other down until we changed.
That's true.
What's the other matchup?
Okay. This one will have less to say. It's Matt and Elektra. Matt Murdock, Daredevil. And his
You're using your hands a lot, so I feel like you're trying to distract me from what's coming next.
We all know.
Versus... a gentleman named Tony Stark and his potential love interest, Loki.
Are you guys ready to vote?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready to vote.
On three.
One, two, three. Tony Loki.
I just am abstaining. I'm going to wild card vote for Steve Bucky. Be in this.
I'm sorry that
Steve Bucky could be in this. He's just gonna lose. They're just gonna lose to Tony Loki.
Tony Loki.
All right, fine.
Oh,
it's
Tony
too chaotic. Right. It's
I forgot
too hot.
To go to Archive of Our Own to see if
there's gotta be. There's like at least one like what do I call it? One Big Bang fic that's like 50,000 words or longer.
Sure.
Will you guys, listeners, please just tweet us all your favorite sexy fan art of Tony Loki and all the AO3s and things like that.
Or
if you're an artist and make some, we'll
make some. And put us in the background, three of us looking very excited and one of us looking pretty pissed off.
I love also the like bad Photoshop ones.
Yeah.
Do that. Do
no, that we like that better. And put words on the front, like a quote.
Yes,
of sex
a quote.
Oh my gosh, I love this.
Yeah, yeah. Like take a quote that's completely out of context.
When an Iron Man loves, the gods will cry.
Yes. And then I want to see like a tear that's coming out of Loki's eye.
Yeah, because that does not mean the thing. That's a manip.
That's a manip.
That is not unmanipped.
That's manipped.
Okay, we got to go back. All right, we did one.
We cleansed
Steve Natasha versus Vision Wanda.
It's tough because, so here's where I'm at right now.
Uh-huh.
Like when I saw the movie, I was like, oh my God, I really love these two together, Vision Wanda. And like, so having like a gut reaction of just like really enjoying it in the theater, like boom, that's my ship. But like from what we're talking about with like the sexy liaisons and the stolen looks, and then like the oh man, is Steve what's Steve gonna do? Like that sort of shit. That's like a fun ship, and I want to see that.
You know what I'm also thinking, because everyone's fucking dead. Everyone's dead, and they're just desperate and sad. And I think they probably don't shower that much. So they like have like dirt on their faces.
Oh my god! And Steve's like,
and they go to one of those support groups where they're like, "How do we move on?" Yeah. And then like they just like make eye contact and then just like retreat to the bathroom to bang one out.
Because because right now Natasha can't do that with Bruce because she'd have to use her heart.
Can't do that. She's gonna stay guarded.
I'm switching. I'm swapping. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm gonna swap too, man. Let's do some sexy Steve Natasha.
Steve Natasha.
All right, they're both really good spies, but I think that if I think that if we were in a situation where it was like a normal situation where a crime happened and you had to kind of just like get in there and figure it out, they've got too much.
Find some clues.
Yes, like they've got too much. Like they're you would expect them to ferret it out, so like they almost are bad at being amateur detectives. Mm-hmm.
Guys, we're talking sleuth ships today.
Woo-woo! Yeah, Nancy Drew comes out.
This is a Nancy Drew movie.
I saw the trailer, so part of the movie.
You haven't seen the whole thing.
I haven't seen the whole thing yet, but it looks kind of fun.
Yeah.
Nancy Drew can be fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Cool.
I mean, she's, you know Veronica Mars?
Yeah.
That's like Nancy Drew, but.
What?
The book.
Cool. Where does Harriet the Spy come in?
She's not really solving shit. She's just writing everyone's business down.
Oh, she's a...
Yeah, she's like... She's like a
Spy. Honestly, I'm surprised you like her. She's a bit of a snitch.
Yeah,
I'm not familiar
narc,
with her.
Dude.
Is she a fucking narc?
She writes everyone's secrets in a little fucking book. She makes like a little burn book.
She makes a book.
Her.
She doesn't mean
she's
other
like
people to find
She's like a proto-Gossip Girl.
Yeah, it's just for herself. It's like if Gossip Girl were just writing... For herself.
Well, if Gossip Girl was for him. Honestly, maybe when Gossip Girl when Dan Humphrey was like 10 years old, he might have had a little book just about the people in his house.
And then blogs were invented. And the whole game changed.
Sorry, did you say going blondes to Constance Billiard. Were invented?
Blogs.
Blogs, okay.
What did you thought he said?
I thought he said blondes were invented.
Let's cook up some blondes,
honestly,
yo.
That's not a bad thing to say about Dan Humphrey because he lets himself get totally turned around about one blonde. In particular. Did I sound like Gossip Girl, kind of? Maybe?
You did, you did.
The Brian Muggy version?
You did. Okay, so does anybody have a good sleuth-a-ship?
A sleuth-a-ship. I've got one that I feel okay about.
Okay, let's hear it.
So I was thinking earlier today about Chippendale's Rescue Rangers.
Interesting.
Okay.
And... both Chip and Dale have a crush on the only female cast member, Gadget.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that their lust for Gadget is misplaced.
Interesting.
I think Dale sees Dale, the like Hawaiian shirt party guy.
The fun one.
The fun one. He sees in Gadget someone who can like get the job done, who's inventive and can like solve a problem and really get down to business.
Yeah.
I think Chip sees someone who is imaginative and like a little bit scatterbrained, a little bit off the wall. Mm-hmm. And he's like, that's what I'm responding to. I think they're both seeing each other in Gadget.
They are related.
They are not. They are friends.
Wait, are you sure?
Okay, are you sure?
Yes.
Dude, are you sure? Just to make sure.
Okay,
I have the minutes to prove it.
They are.
I mean,
friends.
She also, we can't ignore that the other reason that she, I think, gets attention is she's got a bod on her.
She does have a rocking bod.
She has the teeniest.
She has a really
bod.
Good bod, and like she's so cute.
She's great, and she has a great
attitude.
I'm pretty
sure I had a crush on her.
She's the best.
I think everyone.
I kind of liked
Gadget.
His face?
Monterey Jack.
No comment. I think. Sorry, I was thinking. I was not thinking of Monterey Jack.
You were thinking of Monterey Jack.
I was.
You were thinking of the Rescue Rangers muscle.
No, I was thinking of Baloo, but I was forgetting. I think I just shipped a crossover of Gadget and Baloo. A little tailspin,
sure.
Chippendale.
A little Disney afternoon cross.
I like that.
I think they would have, I mean, it would be like a.
You'd have
Winnie's
to adjust sizes.
I mean, I think we've thoroughly tackled the size issue on the show.
Not going back to it.
Like, there are ways to make it work.
So, this is from Disney's website.
Okay, what do they say?
ever wonder how to tell these two chipmunk brothers apart?
Oh no.
So perhaps they are not the same. They do not have the same relationship.
Chip and Dale in Rescue Rangers?
No, but I mean, they're obviously different in some ways.
Here's the thing. In Rescue Rangers, they have clothes.
Before
Rescue Rangers, they don't wear clothes.
That's right. And they have, they speak.
Do they not speak before?
They were nonverbal before Rescue Rangers. Sure, I don't know if in post-Rescue Rangers...
They didn't have fleshed out personalities or anything.
Right. So what I was reading, because I had this thought, and then I looked it up, and it said that they're friends. And that Chip is often annoyed with his friends' like inability to keep his shit together. So I'm going to say that they're friends and not brothers.
I'm going to just disagree.
I'm seeing another Comic Vines entry on Dale. He is brother to Chip. They are both on the rescue.
Yeah,
record.
I don't know. I do not believe that they're brothers.
Because
Kelly's got two hard sources right
okay,
now.
Okay, also they share twin nephews, Zip and Zap. They have a common grandpa.
This is familial, dude. You got a hardship.
I'm hardship brothers. I'm hardship brothers.
Okay, they both share two girlfriends, Clarice and Chi-Chi. This is the earliest acquaintance.
Yeah, that's earliest. Okay, if you do like Archip and Dale in Google, so like the first one is Archip and Dale brothers. The next one is Archip and Dale twins. The third one is Archip and Dale squirrels.
So the answers are no, no, and no.
Oh, it's two truths and a lie. They're not squirrels.
Now I'm going to Magical Mouse Schoolhouse.
No, Archip and Dale brothers. Okay, I think they were conceived as brothers. I wonder if Rescue Rangers. I think they're brothers, bro.
I don't think they're brothers. I don't think they're brothers.
Dude, I hate to break it to you,
No, that's fine. I'm shipping brothers.
You ship brothers.
I feel so alone.
Who do you think?
Yes, we've converted him. You're now on the dark side with me and Colin.
I mean, so I have a question in this scenario. If she is indeed interested in a relationship with either of them because they're lusting after her, who do you think Gadget would be more attracted to?
Out of the two? I mean, she is usually portrayed as oblivious to both of their crushes.
Mm-hmm. That's a good move. I do that too sometimes.
Mm-hmm. No, we've noticed.
I can't believe you just said that.
I mean, Dale maybe? Dale. I don't know. I think she
would try with Dale and then she would realize Chip is more fun. Because she needs good times. She doesn't need somebody who's always trying to have adventures all the time.
Dale is Hawaiian shirt. Dale's the fun one. With the red nose, right?
He's Tom Selleck, yeah.
Doesn't Chip have a chip in his tooth?
Chip has the hat.
Yeah, he's like the aviator.
He's called Chip because his nose looks like a chocolate chip. I'm reading about
this.
Did I invent a chip?
I need to look at a picture of these fools. Maybe I don't
chip
know
and
who
Dale
they are.
Rescue Rangers. I wonder if I'm going to come across a part where it's like, this is Wikipedia, so there's going to be like a new entry
in here.
Contrary to popular belief, they're not brothers.
One has buck teeth and one has space between their teeth.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Chip is the one with buck teeth, which is dumb.
Yeah.
And Dale is the one with the space. Though I think little Ryan was like, just assumed.
That one of them had a chip in their teeth?
Well, like the one with the missing front teeth might be called Chip because he got punched in the face.
Yeah. Because he's so annoying.
But someone who was sick of his fucking shit.
Yeah.
He's like, stop doing bits.
I was a child who hated
bits. They're called chips.
Okay. Oh my God. So then I Googled Chip and Dale to look at a picture of them. These are the people also ask questions. How do you tell the difference between Chip and Dale? We just told you. Are Chip and Dale's jail brothers or friends? Third, do Chip and Dale's take it all off?
I also found people also ask, what gender is Chip Dale?
Who is Chip Dale? And oh my goodness, is Chip an awesome new option for naming your baby daughter?
Chip.
It would be weird as like their Dale only name. I like as a nickname. It's cute.
Ryan, Chip, Mogi.
You know what? Yes. I'm seeing
we
this
can try to make that happen
now.
If you want.
Yes, please.
What do we got from Reddit?
Okay, so a lot of people view them as brothers, including the guy who drew them. But it seems like only Walt knew whether they were brothers or not. So it's just kind of out there. I always took them as friends. Did you write this? Are you Jeff MNG?
Maybe I am.
So wait, so we have to go to Disneyland, get Walt Disney's brain,
right?
Defrost it in order to find out the answer.
Okay, what? I'm down.
Are Chip and Dale brothers or just friends? Do you want to be more than friends? How about brothers?
That's... Well, so does anyone else have a solution?
Yeah, Jesus Christ, Kelly.
I think they're shippable.
Listen, I'm not going to say you can't ship siblings because I've been there. So.
So what? So you got to ship?
I think, for sleuths, I have to go with my OG, Benson and Stabler.
Mm.
They're a crime fighting team.
Oh, so good.
It's just that Stabler just needs to just forget about his kid for once.
No, he's his world, Kelly.
You just said his kid?
Yeah.
He's got like four daughters.
Okay, here's the thing. All he cares about is his daughters. Camera. All he cares about is his daughters. He needs to...
And his wife.
His wife, Snooze. He needs to look in front of him and see that Benson is resourceful, reliable, minorly funny sometimes.
She can be funny. She's very pretty.
She's
too.
Very stunning.
Mm-hmm.
And she's by his side no matter what.
She's literally paid to do so.
Literally paid to do so.
They're like true partners.
True partners.
I mean, it's love, Stabler and Olivia.
Yeah.
I think they love each other, but I think it's the show doesn't want them to be together, and that's okay with me.
Oh, right. No, the show doesn't want them to be together.
Yeah. It's not healthy for them, probably.
No.
And this is SVU, just in case anyone.
Oh, yeah. Law and Order.
It's Law and Order SVU, specifically. Yeah, it was so funny. I had so much trouble coming up with a sleuth ship, and I even decided to watch Devil in a Blue Dress to see if I could find anything from there. I didn't really find any ships I liked, and I was like racking my brain trying to come up with I was like just in the world of noir.
Yeah.
And then I was like detectives, and I was like, but we did detective ships.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But then I was like, oh, Stabler and Benson. Yeah. 10 out of 10. I just remember they were one of the first people I ever shipped.
Yeah.
So.
No, their relationship is really fun to watch.
And they're pretty classic. Classic ships. Like, almost Mulder and Scully status. Mm-hmm. Like, classic ship.
I'd put them up there, especially if we're going to break it down to, human solving crimes.
Exactly. Yeah.
I love them. I ship them.
What an odd thing to say.
I think we talked about it.
You are chipmunks, possibly squirrels, solving crimes.
He's still thinking about those brothers.
And they're not squirrels.
I was just trying to think of another way to say sleuth. Right? I don't have my fucking thesaurus with me.
Oh, I've got one.
Aw. I haven't actually held a thesaurus in a long time.
Really?
Yeah, like a hard copy one?
Yeah, try it. Ryan.
I'm a fan of many sleuths.
You love sleuths.
It's probably sleuths, like amateur sleuth is a genre that I am a huge proponent of. So, but we've already talked about probably one of the best ships of all time.
Yes, I know.
Franny and Jack.
I know.
So we couldn't talk about that again, but I just want to name check it.
Yeah,
so
we
no
have
one
to
thinks
say,
we
right.
don't of course. Think that Miss Fisher and Jack are the best ship.
It is the
that
best
you could
ship.
Possibly say for sleuths. They're amazing. Okay, second best.
I would say modern classic.
To borrow a phrase. Interesting.
Okay, the second best
modern
one
classic.
Is obviously Friney and Columbo.
Thank you.
Okay.
Friney and Columbo.
So we couldn't talk Friney because she's shippable with anyone.
Dirty for her.
No, she's Mrs. Columbo the whole time.
Yeah, she's Mrs. Columbo. She aged.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right,
it's very good. Okay. Colin did a great job on
it. No, that was good. Actually, I'm remembering now, Colin. That was really good.
But I was thinking about it. But I kind of was like feeling frisky. I was like, do I want to do a crossover? Because I've already talked about this character, but she's one of my number one characters of all time. And she had a great love, and he died. And then she started writing mystery books. And then she started solving murders in that order. And then she solved 200 murders. So I thought about it. And I thought through all of the episodes of Murder, She Wrote. And I thought through all of the books, Murder, She Wrote books that I've read. And there's been a lot. She's met many a man. But there's one man who really... in my memory, kind of could stand up to her and kind of lighten her up a little bit because she gets very serious about murders. But also he has kind of a different lifestyle. So it was kind of her getting to go visit him on his island and get to like live his little lifestyle with his very short shorts. And then I was like, you know what? I gotta rewatch this two-part crossover because maybe I'm misremembering the magic, and I wasn't. My ship is J.B. Fletcher with Magnum P.I.
Whoa!
I also had to discovery this time because I think this is a sign I'm getting older. Tom Selleck is attractive.
No, he's hot. He's
I never
really
thought
hot.
It before. Like when I was a kid, I was always like, but I was watching, like, he's got legs for days.
Yeah.
He wears short little shorts. He's so tan. He's all charming and stuff. He looks like he just like, he either looks like he rolled out of bed or he like just got out of the ocean. He's so fresh all the time.
He looks amazing.
He's the Dale of Magnum P.I. Oh.
Yes.
Where's his brother? Where's his brother?
What brother?
He does have a friend.
Don't give me that.
But no, and so then I was like, are they going to have chemistry? Because the first beginning of the Magnum episode, you're just watching Magnum do stuff, and you're like, okay, I get it, Magnum. Look at you. You're Magnum. And then J.B. Fletcher shows up, and it's crackling from day one. They have a scene that I bet the people who saw that shark movie knew about, where J.B. Fletcher comes in right when Magnum gets out of the shower and he's in his little towel.
Oh my God.
And that's in the Magnum episode. And then in the Murder, She Wrote episode later, he comes into her room while she's in a robe because she's about to get in the bath and you can hear the bath running.
Oh my God.
And she's
God.
Like, you just walk into my room. And he's like, it's fair play because you came in when I was taking a shower. And she's like, oh. And he's like, nice robe. Like, he's straight up flirting with her. Whoa. The show, I don't think, wants to, like, fully go there because it's CBS and, you know, there is an age difference. But, golly, I'm into it. It's great. He's so fun. Mm-hmm. And he can just be her Hawaii boyfriend.
Wow.
That's perfect because it's Hawaii a vacation boyfriend. Ship, too.
Yes, it's totally a vacation ship. She, like, they'll write, you know, postcards or something. But, like, she doesn't have to take care of him.
How exciting is it when she gets a postcard? She comes back from an adventure. And there's a Magnum postcard waiting in her box.
There's like there's special postcards that he has made with him in short shorts on them.
Yeah, dude.
And her fridge is just covered in them. No, it was a really... And also, so if you happen to own the Murder, She Wrote complete series, which I hope you do, it's worth watching the two-parter, though the DVD set does a weird thing where it's a season 3 episode. They do have the Magnum episode on the DVD set, but they put that as a bonus feature on the 6th disc, even though the second part of the crossover, the Murder, She Wrote episode, is on the 2nd disc. So you have to go to the 6th disc of the 3rd season before you can watch it on the 2nd disc. But hey, it's worth it, guys.
I'm surprised that episode made it onto the collection at all, though. Like, that's
I think
that's
they knew...
Nice.
Yeah.
They knew people were going to
want
the whole
story.
They know what people want. And I think also, I believe, and I could be wrong, but I believe CBS, maybe not in the 3rd season, but maybe by the 3rd season, CBS was both producing and distributing the show, both shows. So it's easier to get rights when you're buying them from yourself.
Right.
But no, it's great. I don't know that I want to watch like more episodes of Magnum, but I can just imagine him visiting Cabot Cove. That's fun.
Nice.
Good ship, Ryan.
Thank you.
Good ship.
Colin, what do you think about Sleuths? Well, anyone who should be in love?
Interestingly enough, mine also comes from a CBS drama designed for the elderly.
What is it?
Are you guys familiar with the show Diagnosis Murder?
Yeah.
Whoa.
You,
I used to watch Diagnosis Murder a lot.
That's
my grandparents.
I'm having a moment.
The answer for me is, of course not.
Dude, okay, so good, because I get to explain it a little.
Thank you.
Whoa, I haven't thought of Diagnosis Murder in a long time.
I'm having a bit
it's
of a moment
detective?
With it right now.
Is it on MeTV or something?
No, I'm watching it on YouTube.
Nice.
It was introduced to me by a friend, and we are going through and watching them. And because it's on YouTube, there's a lot of incomplete episodes
and a lot of jumbling
and stuff like that. But basically the premise is Dick Van Dyke is the head surgeon at a metropolitan hospital.
Mm-hmm. Great.
His son, who I don't remember his name, so I'm going to call him Little Dick Van Dyke.
Well, he's the son of Dick Van Dyke IRL.
IRL.
Barry
and
Van Dyke.
In character.
And
what
does
is it?
Not look like Dick Van Dyke at all.
No.
They really don't. They don't
What's
act the same.
Name,
they don't have
Barry.
Much...
Barry Van Dyke.
But Jerry Van Dyke didn't seem
his
like
his spouse
Dick Van Dyke
is Mary Carey Van Dyke.
Huh. Wait, Barry's spouse or
Barry's
Dick's spouse
is Mary
Dick
Carey
married
Van
Barry?
Dick?
No. Yeah. No. Barry married Mary. Dick.
Barry, Barry married Mary.
Dairy.
Barry married
Dairy?
There's
Mary
no way
Barry.
There's a dairy in here.
There's no dairy. There's no dairy. Wait. Barry Van Dyke married Mary Carey Van Dyke.
Okay, so.
Nephew of Jerry Van Dyke.
Yep.
Help.
Okay, so I don't understand how this is a sleuth ship. It's just two surgeons doing work in a hospital.
Wink, wink. Here's the sick. Every week.
Good alley-oop, Brian.
Thanks. My speciality.
I really dunked it with that wink, wink, too. So every week, someone dies in the hospital. That sounds pretty run-of-the-mill.
Honestly, probably several times a day. Yeah. Someone dies.
But at least once a week, the diagnosis is murder.
It's such a great name for a sleuth show.
It's a really good name.
Yeah,
diagnosis
it's a good name.
Great one. Mm-hmm.
My so grandparents loved this
wait,
show.
They're
wow.
doctors?
Dick Van Dyke is the head of surgery okay. at this big city hospital.
Show
I think they're
the
in LA.
He's wearing a stethoscope.
Yeah, I don't know if they name
well, he could be
LA,
like a master
yeah,
of disguise so he can sneak into the hospital and solve the crime.
His son, IRL, and the character of his son is the like murder detective. He's yeah. a homicide detective. Mm. And so they're always he's always like, oh, this person was murdered mysteriously in my hospital. Better call my son. He comes in, he starts trying to solve the murders. Great fucking show. So mm-hmm. fun. There's some out of this world two-parters, like the one with the fucking serial killer up in the Malibu Hills. I don't know if you remember that one. Oh. One of the best episodes of television I've ever seen. I'm sorry, two of the best.
Jumbled up on YouTube.
Exactly.
The same parts. Okay, great.
But here's the thing. Because of the way I'm watching it just randomly on YouTube, I got like all the way into season 7, which is like 2001 times. And Barry Van Dyke gets a new partner. And her name is, well, I don't know her actual character name, but I call her Detective Pencil Pants. And
is it Dr. Amanda?
No, she's a detective.
No, she's a detective.
She's
you
a
can't
detective.
Be a doctor, Detective Pencil
them,
Pants.
So Detective Pencil Pants
it's tough,
and
really.
Barry have crackling energy.
Are you being facetious or serious
no,
now?
No, I'm being so serious. From the fucking first episode, I think they only have like 9 episodes as partners because it was like in the end of the series. But on camera, man, they are fucking hot. Dude. Right.
So is that your ship?
My ship is Detective Pencil Pants right. and Barry Van Dyke
I will
from
check
Diagnosis
it out.
Murder.
It's so good.
A she's nickname like, and an actor's name.
Yep.
Perfect.
Believe me, I love the show.
Well, you told us season 7. I'll find it.
Yeah. they're so steamy. She's like, you know, because he's like kind of big and dumb, which, you know, I like for certain aspects. And then she's, like, very sleek and has, like, insanely short hair and wears very, like, fitting pencil pants and stuff like that.
Am I going to know this actress?
I've gone down the like, sort of IMDb rabbit hole.
I'm picturing,
I wasn't
like, a Lori Petty type.
I can't picture Lori Petty right now. I'm too busy thinking about Detective Pencil Pants.
You've got pencil pants on the mind.
But anyway, check it out. Diagnosis Murder. It's great.
I can't wait. It reminds me so much of my grandparents. That's crazy. I haven't thought of my grandparents. Oh my God. I haven't thought of my grandparents. Yikes. I haven't thought of Diagnosis Murder in so long. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys ever watch Father Dowling Mysteries?
No. Mm-hmm.
It was about a father and a nun who solve crimes. I loved it.
What's the one that you hate? It's Father Brown? Father. Wait. It's a British guy.
This is another priest show?
Benny Hill?
No.
I do hate him.
He's a British...
Mr. Bean.
No, you hate Mr. Bean.
I don't love him. I'm happy for others. And I think...
What do we think about Mr. Bean and Benny Hill? Can we ship them together?
Like, fuck, man. The,
in a
no
volcano?
Piece of furniture would be safe. Everything in their house would be destroyed.
Yeah, if they have a suicide pact...
Wow.
I really hate them.
Obviously, they're both...
Father Brown. Don't you hate
yeah,
Father
I don't Brown? Father Brown.
What is Father Brown?
I tried to watch it. It's so boring.
Wait, no. Father Ted.
Father.
Wait, Father Brown. What's Ted? Father Brown?
Oh. Wait. Hello?
Oh my god. Oh no, you're right. I did try to watch Father Brown.
So boring.
Okay, here's the thing. British shows, and I guess here's
putting them on blast.
No, it's that
first and last, baby.
When we were younger,
B and C.
I feel like only the best British shows came to America.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you would only see, you'd see all these like shows, you'd be like, oh, these are good, except for Benny Hill. But like you would see these shows, you'd be like, oh, their shows are good. But they have shitty shows just like we have shitty shows. There are a lot of shows I don't watch here. Mm-hmm. But so I've been tricked by many British shows that are on Netflix.
Oh, and to thinking that think, they're
oh,
all
this will
good.
Be good.
Mm. Yeah, you know what show I watch with my mom that's like pretty trash? Death in Paradise.
I was just thinking of Death in Paradise when, we talking, when I was talking.
It's like, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad, but I do, it like makes me fall asleep. I think that's why I like it.
Yeah, I'm a little bit over like renegade bad boy detectives.
Yeah.
Who just like have to, like, did you ever watch Vexed?
I didn't want to watch it.
I like Lucy Punch, but I couldn't get through it because it's just like, I don't.
Too much bad boy detective.
Too much bad boy detective.
Mm.
I like bad girl detectives.
Yeah.
But bad boy detectives, I'm like, ugh.
Like, oh my goodness. You would love.
Wait, so which one?
You would love
I know,
Detective
I can't
Pencil
find
fans.
Her. If you only knew her name.
Dude, she's so
I
hard to find.
Season
I'm telling
seven,
you, she's super
she's not a regular.
Hard. She's super hard to find. She's only in like seven episodes. It's a travesty.
Well.
Oh man. This is a rabbit hole that I won't, it will take a long time for me to climb out of.
dot dot dot.
You guys want to answer a question from Twitter?
Yeah,
sure. Do we have one?
Yeah, we got some. This one actually came to our email, which is shippledipshow@gmail.com. So hit us up there is one of the places if you want to send us a question. This comes from Sarah B, and it's, what is your favorite summer ship? Also, I just want to tell Ryan that I have a humongous crush on her, and she is an absolute delight.
Woohoo!
Aww.
Love y'all.
Aww.
That's very nice.
Summer ship.
Honestly, I just wanted to read that. Cue part about Mogi.
Cue part about Mogi. Okay, well then quick, come up with a summer ship really fast.
Summer ship. Ships of summer.
Seriously, the only thing I can think of it's not even a like. It's really weird. I just can only think of My Girl because it's like really sunny when he gets stung.
Okay,
by the
but
bees.
Who do you ship in it?
I don't ship anybody. I just keep thinking.
Oh my god. Okay, I ship My Girl too. When Veda goes to California to find out about her mom to see uh-huh. if, like what was her mom's deal, and then she meets that cute boy at the who like lives with her cousin or something, and he has like long blonde hair and he's uh-huh. very cute and he's very like 70s boy, uh-huh. and then. She's like leaving and he's not going to kiss her, but then they kiss. I can't remember. One of them instigates a kiss, but then they have like a little kiss and then she goes back home and it's very nice. Sweet. That's
My Girl too. I never saw it, but I believe you.
Either the actor or the character I think is named Austin.
Well, my favorite summer ship is the best man and the maid of honor from the boat wedding in The Meg, because they both seem like fun, spontaneous people who will jump off a boat during a wedding.
Oh my
Doesn't
God.
That get them eaten by a shark?
No, I think
no,
they,
no.
Live.
Yeah, they live.
Not even the freaking dog gets eaten.
Pippi.
Oh my God. Pippin. Your hatred of this movie is so foolish.
So
foolish. Welcome to the wrong side of history.
Whoa.
Okay, the actor's name is Austin O'Brien.
Wow, you have a good memory, Ryan.
Yeah, I wonder where he is now.
I got nothing.
Yeah, I got nothing for summer ships.
You don't. I don't like, any summer ships. How about baseball ships? Those are all mostly summer ships.
I don't really
How
like
about
baseball.
Beach
stuff.
Ships.
No, see, these are all categories we've done.
Yeah,
and you have nothing.
So
and
you
I got
can't
nothing.
Think of, how about beach party? Because I've told you it's good.
Okay. All right, well, beach party first of all.
Party. Yeah, or like, what about characters from Little Mermaid?
No, that's not
the
a summer.
Dog.
The, what? Stop. Whatever you're about to say, because that dog is not
dog,
a humanoid dog. The dog does not speak.
It's
that
the
is a
dog
just an
and
animal.
The fucking weird
you know
priest
what?
With an erection.
I think it is.
Are you satisfied?
No, I think I ship the dog with the priest.
Hey guys,
two relationships.
when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.